Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, after the expulsion of the Jews in 1492, why wasn't the synagogue in Lorca transformed and used as a church, as happened elsewhere in Spain? Lorca is a small city in the region of Murcia in the southeast of Spain, which has been populated since the end of the Neolithic period 5,500 years ago. It was inhabited successively by prehistoric peoples, Iberians, Romans, and Byzantines, until it was conquered by the Arabs in 713. In 1244, it was reconquered by the Christians, and this marked the beginning of a stable Jewish presence in Lorca. During the next two centuries, Lorca was a dangerous frontier town between Christian and Muslim Spain, and the scene of constant battles until it was finally conquered by the Christians in 1452. As in the rest of Spain, the thriving Jewish community disappeared in 1492 with the Edict of Expulsion. In 2003, during the excavations prior to the construction of the Parador Hotel in the medieval castle, a very well-preserved 14th-century synagogue was discovered. Additional excavations have revealed a large Jewish quarter, and many of the artifacts found there are now on display in Lorca's Archaeological Museum. We recently visited Lorca, where archaeologist Enrique Perez gave us a tour of the Jewish quarter and synagogue and spoke with us about their history, what has been discovered there, and why they're so unique.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today. This is something that we could speak about for hours, but we can't, so we'll have to kind of be brief. Could you describe for us first a little bit of what Lorca was like and what this neighborhood was like in the 14th, 15th century to kind of give us a little historical perspective?
Okay, well, we have found, more or less we have started to do all the works here, the digs here, more or less 15 years ago. And we have found in the top of the hill, in the castle, we have found a synagogue. We have found remains of a Jewish quarter and a synagogue. We think this synagogue and the remains are from 14th and 15th century. And this is we have started to do all the works because we are going to build a hotel, a parador, in a part of the castle. And before of this, we need to do these digs. And it was a surprise because we haven't any documentation about the Jewish life here on Lorca, 15th century, only five documents.
Where did you find these documents? Where were they located?
Are in the archive, in the municipal archive. We have some documents from 13th, 14th, and 15th century. And in the 15th century, we have only five documents talking us about Jews here. And these are only, the documents only say that we have a Jews that live in the castle, or not in the castle, inside the fortress, or we have a Jews that have a shop in the city or something, but nothing about we have a Jewish quarter or a synagogue. It was a very, very surprise to have a very big synagogue.
So how long have you been excavating, and can you tell us a little bit about the process and what you found first and how the excavations developed a little bit?
Okay, in the top of the hill, we have started more or less 15 years ago. And now here we have an archaeological park to have a visit. You can have a visit in the complete castle with an audio guide. And in a part of the castle, we have started more or less 10, 12 years ago, doing some works before to the construction of the parador, the hotel. It's a hotel. And we have found remains of houses abided by Muslims, Christians, but 15th century by Jews. And we have found the remains of the houses at the first. And at the middle, we have found the remains of a very big building. We don't know exactly what building was. We think it could be a church or something like this. And with as time goes by, we have finished all the work. We have found remains of the pottery and other things. We have found Hanukkiyas and other things. And at the end, we know we have found a synagogue and a Jewish quarter.
So did you know it was a Jewish quarter from some of the artifacts that you found, or only after you found the synagogue?
For the artifacts, and for the synagogue too, but for the artifacts. We have found for the artifacts, Hanukkiyas and other things. We used the Jews, that artifacts. All these artifacts now you can see in the archaeological museum in Lorca. And we expect we can continue doing more digs maybe in this year, in 2017, and next year. With the University of Murcia, we have a project to continue with the digs.
Can you describe the neighborhood, the houses, how many people you think lived here?
Normally, all the houses, we have a street, and the houses, we have a courtyard, like the entrance, and from the courtyard, you can go inside the different rooms, maybe 3-4 rooms. We have different shapes of the houses, but we think in the complete neighborhood, maybe 50 families at the 15th century, more or less 300-350 people. This is not so much people today, but at medieval ages, you have, think, in the city of Lorca, maybe 5,000 people. It's 8 or 10% of the population were Jewish and live here at that time. It's a lot of people. In the complete hill, we have done more or less the 40% of the works. And in the synagogue, we have finished all the work in the synagogue, but not near the synagogue.
Do you have any idea what kind of work they did?
Well, the Jews, we think maybe by the documents, we think they are farmers. There are a lot of farmers here with a lot of animals, goats, maybe mainly goats here. We have found some in the documents. We have found some references about they have I don't know the name of this in English. This is the shop to El Tinte. This is for clothes.
Dying.
And or for example to change money at markets or something like this, but mainly we think farmers.
Well, the star is really the synagogue. So can you tell us a little bit about what it looks like, how you excavated it, and why it's so special?
The synagogue is very, very special because it's very well preserved. And we have found this is the only synagogue in Spain we can see complete. We have done all the digs to see all the synagogue. We have the different parts of the synagogue. We have the part to the women. We have found the Tebao, Bima. We have found the Hal, the Arona Codes. We have found the complete synagogue. And this is very, very special for this. It's very well preserved, and it's very special for the collections of lamps. We have found a lot of little pieces of glass, and we have done a reconstruction more than 3 years working, and we have in Lorca very large and complete collections of lamps. These are the reason why this synagogue is very important in Spain.
And also you said because it was never used as a church, it was never destroyed to be used as something else, you said.
This is one of the reasons why we have found the synagogue very well preserved, because in 1492, the Catholic kings in Spain, they did an edict of expulsion of Jews. All the Jews became Christians or went out of Spain. And all the Jews here in Lorca went down to the city and lived with other Christians, and they closed the synagogue and they closed the houses. They didn't use the place because Lorca was finishing the border between Moors and Christians. And we have found the synagogue almost complete by this reason. Nobody used the synagogue because in front of the synagogue, very near, we have found the remains of an ancient shrine, an ancient hermitage, the same patron of Lorca, San Clement. And this is the reason why they didn't use it both. They preserve only the Christian church, and all the remains of the synagogue were completely abandoned, the synagogue and the houses.
Something that I think is very interesting is that formerly, when places were excavated, very often what the people tried to do was to reconstruct things the way they were so that they would look exactly the way they were as much as possible. But that's not what you did here. I think that you're approaching it from a much more modern point of view. Can you tell us what you have done so that people can see what it really looked like without, let's say, destroying the actual remains?
Well, we want to preserve the original remains. And now, if you come to see here the remains, you will see the original houses, the original synagogue. We have only the reconstruction a part of the to protect the ancient remains. Or, for example, in the synagogue, we have done a structure on wood to protect the synagogue and to have an idea about the building. But we need to preserve the original remains, not to cover with something like stones or a reconstruction with marble or other places. Today we have computers, we have a reconstruction in 3D or something, and we have videos, as you can see, about we think the decoration of the synagogue walls or something. But we prefer to preserve the original remains. You can see the original remains, and you can see the videos and the computers, and have an idea about the original remains, and we think about the synagogue walls.
Because I think that what you have, let's say, reconstructed in wood to kind of complete what the synagogue was like, on the one hand, gives people a very, very good idea of what it was like, but yet on the other hand, you can see what's original and what is reconstructed. I think that that's a very modern and good way of approaching this.
We have received some prizes in the, for example, in Fitur, in other touristic fairs about this way to do the things. This is, for us, is very important. It's to be aseptic. I can do this work. It's to be only to see the original remains. If you want to, you can see the reconstruction. We have draws. You have reconstruction about in the archaeological museum, a lot of draws about the ancient synagogue, about the Jewish pre in the synagogue. And you can see this, and you can see the original remains. And you don't need to do, for example, this structure. You can leave all the structure of wood and have the original remains again.
Tell us also a little bit about what else is here, because you have the Jewish quarter and the synagogue, but you also have the castle. Can you kind of give us an idea of what people can see when they come?
You have a complete castle, a medieval castle from 12th, 13th century. And you can have a complete tour in the castle, more than 1 hour, seeing the towers and the cistern and other places. And at the end, you can have a guided visit with a person, with a guide, in the main tower or in the Jewish quarter and the synagogue. This is a visit from 2 hours, 3 hours. We have here a bar. You have a service of audio guides in English or German or French with different languages. This is a complete visit from a day or a morning to have an idea about this place. This is a fortress. It's a very important place because in the top of the hill, we have found remains from prehistoric people. From 4,000 years until now, we have found remains of Copper Age, Bronze Age, from Iberian, Romans, Moors, Christians, Jews. And you can see all this in a morning or in a day here. You can start it seeing the castle and finish in seeing the synagogue and the Jewish quarter.
And the archaeological museum, I guess, is also very important to complete this.
It's very important because in the archaeological museum, you can see a complete room with all the original remains, the artifacts, the pottery, or we have found some jewels, for example, rings or something, the decoration of the synagogue, the Hanukkiyas. You can see this in the archaeological museum, and the lamps are very, very beautiful.
About how many people visit this site every year, and where do they come from?
Well, before, in Lorca we had two very big earthquakes, more or less, almost 6 years ago. But before the earthquakes, more or less between 80,000 and 100,000 people live here in Lorca, not only in the castle, in complete Lorca. It's a lot of people. And now we are almost in the same numbers, 80,000 people. This be, during the year, it's open all the days, and you can visit from 10:30 until 5:30 now in winter. But for example, at summer you can go here at night. We have visit at night. We have different visits with actors. We have visits for children with actors, for example. And this is more or less the number we think. And they come from Spain, but a lot of people from English people. We have a lot of English people that live here in Familia Lorca, in the east of Spain, in Almeria or in Alicante. And from Germany, too, from France. And now we have some Jewish visitors from Europe and from USA, because they are hearing about the synagogue. And this is the reason why we are working a lot with tourism in other countries to call all the people to came to see this synagogue. And it's a very important synagogue to see. This is for us, is the most important synagogue in Spain at that time.
People in Spain don't really know very much about Jews, and I imagine that in this area where you don't really have a Jewish community, it's more of a problem. Here in Lorca or in Murcia, are they doing anything to educate children in the schools? Do they bring school groups here? Because you have the educational part of this very, very well done with pictures and with explanations. And how is that being handled here?
Now we have visit almost every day for children of school. Normally we have a visit with some actors to show the tower or to show the synagogue, and actors or guides normally to explain that they need to respect the heritage, and this is a way to learn a lot about us, because we are here because a lot of people before of me was here. And this is very important. We know here we can live all together, Jews, Christians, Moors, we can live together in places like this. 500 years ago, they lived together with rules, of course, with different rules, but we live together. And now this is a way not only to show the heritage and to show the way of life at medieval ages, this is a way to show you there's a combination in the different cultures.
What plans are there for the future?
We hope to have a little bit more money this year from the university. This is all the digs here are public money from the government of the region of Murcia or the government of Spain. And now this year we are trying to collect more funds to continue doing digs. We have done, for example, the parking of the hotel. This is a special parking to continue doing digs down the parking. And we are sure we are going to found a lot of things about more houses, because we think we can have more or less 50 houses, and we have dig only 18 houses. We have a lot of work to do. Maybe this year we can have a little bit of money, and this summer or at the end of the year we can continue doing some digs. And we have a project with the university. We started in 2009, and from these 24 years, we want to continue doing digs in the castle. Every year, a little bit, every year, a little bit, with money, with a little amount of money.
Is there anything else you would like to add that maybe we left out?
No, it's only to cheer everybody to come here to see this, because you can spend here a day, a morning. In Lorca, you can spend a weekend seeing not only here the castle, seeing the museums in the city, the historical city is very beautiful, and here in the castle you can spend all the day seeing the castle and the synagogue. And this is very, very cheap to visit this. Okay, it's not expensive at all here. And it is only to cheer you to come to visit us. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you to you.
That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.